State lawmakers are considering a proposal to require medical marijuana to be tested by third-party labs. The Senate unanimously approved the bill earlier this year, but it's still awaiting debate in the House. Joining me to talk about this is Will Humble. He's executive director of the Arizona Public Health Association. He was also director of the state health department when voters approved the Arizona Medical Marijuana Act in 2010. And Will, what to you are the most important provisions of this bill, SB 1494?
Well, I think it's important, and actually it has been important for a long time, but when we wrote the original rules back in 2011, we had just had so many things to do to get the medical marijuana program up and running, and the level of work that would have been required to set the licensing standards and try to get the third-party licensing of the laboratories up and running was just too much for us to tackle at the time. And, you know, part of the reason that we didn't do it was also the angst at the time about the conflict between state and federal law when it came to medical marijuana. I think the entire program has matured a lot since then. Nationally, a lot more states are on board with medical marijuana now, and even some, you know, retail marijuana states. And so the industry as a whole and the public policy has matured to a point where I think it's time to implement a testing protocol, and that's what the bill would do. To answer your question, it would really do three different things. Number one, it would have the Department of Health Services set up a certification process for third-party laboratories, so there would be some laboratory infrastructure with which the dispensaries could contract with and get the medical marijuana tested. It would set standards so that there were standards in place both for contaminants, things like mostly mold and stuff like that, but also, and I think this is probably more important in terms of public health, to test the THC level. That's the psychoactive component.
How concentrated
it is. Yeah, how concentrated it is, because especially with the edibles, you know, you can overdose real easily if that's not labeled properly because, and I say overdose, doesn't mean you're going to die. It's just you can have way too much on an edible if it's not labeled properly with the THC content. So it would set up the laboratory infrastructure, or at least the certification process, set the standards, and then beginning next summer, require the dispensaries to start using those labs and then turning that data in to the state health department for compliance purposes.
How concerned should people be that the medical marijuana that they're getting might have bad stuff in it?
Well, here's the thing. Marijuana has been around for a long time. And for the most of my lifetime, at least, it's been generally just off the street. So it came from wherever, from Mexico, from California, totally unregulated, right? So, you know, now we're in a different world where at least it's a regulated system. There's no testing that's required. Some of the dispensaries do elect to test, and they put the THC content on their products, especially for the edibles, et cetera. So to answer your question, I don't think it's a huge risk, you know, but it's in one of those worlds in public health where it's we don't know. We say that a lot. And this is a case where, you know, we don't know exactly, you know, what the risks are. But because we have the ability to put the regulations in place, it makes good common sense to do it. And there's other states to copy from and learn from their mistakes and stuff. So it's good for consumer and patient protection. And we can do it now.
Given that the ability to test exists, you might as well know what's in that, right?
Right. And, you know, like I said, back in 2011, I can remember in the office talking to my staff saying, look, testing is just too much for us to tackle in 120 days, which is the time period the voters gave us to implement the program. And I just threw up my hands and said, look, the testing is going to be laissez-faire. If people don't like what they're getting from dispensaries, at least there's going to be other dispensaries that they can go to.
So you mentioned other states are doing this. Are there some that are doing it really well that this plan in Arizona would potentially copy or take aspects from?
Well, I'm not 100% sure, but one good thing about the bill is that it includes an advisory committee to the state health department and to the director. So if I were on that committee, one of the first things I would do is to look at other states so that you could learn from other states and figure out what it is that they've done right and wrong, because you can learn both ways.
How much of a cost would this be to dispensaries to have their products tested?
Well, I don't know, actually. one thing that the committee and the department would be doing if the bill passes is look at what the testing costs in other states. There's a way to modulate some of that cost as well, because you don't need to set up a system where every single edible is tested. You do a statistical test and you look at the standard deviation and the variance within the samples that you've selected. And you can set a sample size so that you're not requiring every single product from a dispensary to be tested. My sense is that it would be a negligible cost if you do it right and set up a statistical system for how many samples are required for compliance purposes.
So in the world of public health, I mean, we talked about how there's not much downside to testing something. I mean, if there's nothing in there, no harm, no foul. If there is something in there, you can let people know and they won't use it, and you can get other similar product off the shelves. I guess in the world of public health, like, how big of a deal is this kind of testing? How important is it to do this kind of work?
I'm going to be honest with you. We got a lot of public health problems in this state, in this country. Tobacco use remains the number one preventable cause of premature death. So if you're asking me what's more important, if we could lower the tobacco use rate by 2%, that would do far more in terms of improving public health in Arizona than implementing a testing protocol system. So just to be honest about it, interventions around the hepatitis C epidemic that we have, the obesity epidemic, nutrition and physical activity, there are lots of huge public health problems in this state and across the nation and across the whole world. To be honest, this doesn't rank up there with like my top 20. That doesn't mean that it's not something that you should do. Just because something isn't a huge priority doesn't mean that you shouldn't do it. It does make good public health policy sense, but I'm not going to sit here on this mic and say this is a critical public health issue.
Will Humble is the executive director of the Arizona Public Health Association and former director of the State Department of Health Services.